Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus commissioned his apostles to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As they went about preaching as the Lord commanded them, they were to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Matthew alone records the following word from the very lips of the Son of God. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:6-8. The New Revised Standard Version translates that last expression, you have received without payment, give without payment. The miraculous powers that Jesus had freely given to the apostles were not to be a source of revenue for the apostles. They had not been charged for their gifts. They were not to make money from them. Dr. Jack Lewis's commentary on the Gospel according to Matthew says, contemporary rabbis also stressed that teaching should not be for a personal advantage. Hillel said, he who makes worldly use of the crown of the law shall perish. Zadok used similar language. Make them, that is the words of the law, not a crown wherewith to magnify thyself, or a spade wherewith to dig. Volume 1, page 149. None of the apostles had paid for the powerful gifts they had received. They were not to charge others for the miraculous healings. Does that mean preachers are not to be paid for their work in the kingdom? If it means that, we have some very real difficulties with the Word of God. The Bible specifically instructs churches to pay preachers. A few verses from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians will make that truth very plain. Do only Barnabas and I have a right to refrain from working? Who at any time serves as a soldier at his own expense? Or who plants a vineyard and does not eat of the fruit of it? Or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock? I am not speaking these things according to human judgment, am I? Or does not the law also say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing. 1 Corinthians 9:6-9. Paul crowns his argument with these words. Even so the Lord has ordained that they who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:14. People in ancient times were desperate to find healing for loved ones. They probably had no idea that anyone could raise the dead. So if the apostles had been of the disposition of some modern faith healers, they would have been tempted to get rich on the great miracles they could perform. What would you be willing to pay someone to raise your dead relative or to cleanse a family member of leprosy? You would likely give all your possessions to someone who could cure your own terminal illness. But the miraculous powers Christ had bestowed on the apostles did not come from their worthiness. They were given by the grace of Almighty God. Since the Lord freely bestowed those great gifts on the apostles, they were to freely give them to those who were in need, regardless of who the recipients were. The miracles performed by the apostles were designed to authenticate the apostles as God's spokesman. When Peter, James, John, and the other apostles cleansed lepers, cast out demons, and performed other miracles, that was God's way of giving his endorsement to apostolic teaching. The author of Hebrews argues, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them who heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. Hebrews 2:1-4. The miraculous gifts were apostolic credentials. They proved the apostles were speaking for God. Thank you, and may God bless you.